Good evening, Rabbi Eli Nyman. Thank you very much for bringing me in on this conference call. And as always, we want to thank our host, Jake Weinman, for sheerenjoyment.com and all that he does for all of us, bringing all of this together with his talent and technical know-how. We want to thank our sponsor for dedicating tonight's Shir Lezeche Ulu'ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh is a beautiful parasha, as they all are, and we discuss and deal with in this parasha many matters of very great relevance and importance for Klal Yisrael. We learn about the brachas of Hagrizim and Har'evel. We learn about the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, Shiloi, and then Yerushalayim, and then the laws of Besar Taiva and the Moadim. We learn about kosher food, a lot of major principles of Yadus. I want to focus on just a point, which it's a curious point to me, which perhaps gives us insight into the Nusach HaTefillah, specifically the Musaf of the Sholosh Regalim. Now that the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's not all that far away. The Moadim are on the horizon. So let's review the sequence of events in the beginning of the parasha, a couple of psukim, how they all come together. Parasha begins with the brachos, and her grief, and her evil. And then it tells us there are a series of psukim which are almost repetitious. Let me explain. We start here in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chostes. Pasuk says, I'm not going to go through all psukim, just to give you a basic idea. V'hoyo ki yidi'acha Hashem Elokecha el ha'aretz asher ato v'asham l'rishta. V'nasad es ha'brachav ha'gwizim and ha'evol. Actually, I quoted you the wrong pasuk, but I was not meant to quote. It's the next page, I apologize. I'm going to jump ahead to Perek Yudei's pasuk. Hey, ki im el ha'mokoyim asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem b'kol shiftechem losume shemosham. Sigmar are telling us that when we serve Hashem, we don't just serve Hashem anywhere we want. There are rules and regulations. We have to serve Hashem in a public place, for the community, for Klal Yisrael. And Rashi explains that this section here, where he tells us, V'havesim shama, you shall bring veer, Olay seichem, v'zivcheichem, this refers to the Mishkan of Shiloi. After Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan stood in Gilgal for 14 years. During those 14 years were the years of conquest and divisions, and then the Mishkan was transferred to a place called Shiloi in the territory of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Mishkan stood there for 369 years. And this location and this structure was almost equivalent to the Beis HaMikdash. It was basically a permanent structure, and once this location was settled, it was forbidden for any individual to offer a private sacrifice on a Bamas Yachid, a small altar, anywhere, because once there is a Beis HaMikdash, or there is what is called a Bama Gedola, a large Bama, which is what Shiloi, the Mishkan that was built in Shiloi, is considered, it's basically there's a Beis HaMikdash, and when there's a Beis HaMikdash, everyone can only offer sacrifices in one place. And according to Rashi, these psukim here in the beginning of Re'eh, which tells us that you have to come specifically to this location, ki im el hamokoyim, you bring your oilos, your zvachim, v'achaltem sham, you shall eat there, lefnei Hashem elokechem, usimachten, and rejoice, b'chol mishlach yetchem, atem, uvotechem, you, your family, asher b'racho Hashem elokecho, it refers to Shiloi. And then there are a few more psukim in the middle, and then the pasuk basically repeats the same thing all over again. In the second aliyah, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, there's a repetition. V'hoyo ha'mokom asher yivchar Hashem elokechem bo l'sharkein shemoy sham. Shama saviu There you shall bring eis kol ashanuchi mitzvah eschem. Your oilois, your kabonois, usimachten. Rejoice before Hashem, you, your children, and make sure you don't offer a sacrifice elsewhere. There's repetition. And Rashi explains this section of Pesukim is discussing Yerushalayim. Then Pesukim continue, they fill in more details. When you bring the korbanos, don't drink the blood, offer meiser. And then we come to Pasuk Chaf, and again, the same thing. Ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha eskevulcha kasher diber lach, when Hashem expands your territory, and you want to eat meat, don't bring sacrifices outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, instead, you can eat meat, what is called basar taiva, meat that is eaten to satisfy a person's desire to eat meat. There you can slaughter animals according to all of the laws of Shechita, Bedika, don't drink the blood, and don't offer their sacrifices. Rak, kodoshecha, your holy matters, asher yulcha unidorecha, that you have to bring to Yerushalayim. And it says here, basically we have over here the laws, the same principles are repeated here again. And what does this refer to? This refers to eating the laws of ritual slaughter outside of Yerushalayim. So if we look at the big picture, there are three major sections in Parashas Re'eh that are discussing three locations. Bring your korbanos in Shiloh. Then there's going to be a period of time where you will not have Shiloh. Will be a break after Shiloh was destroyed in the time of Eli. The Aron was in Noiv and Givon for 57 years until they built the Bayis Rishon. So then there's the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, and then that's the second section, the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim. And then there is a time of Ki Yarchiv Hashem Es Gevulcha, and it says you can eat meat, but remember, if you want to bring a korban, you have to go back to Yerushalayim. Yes, let's read you one more time. There are three major sections. The first section teaches us about bringing korbanos in Shiloh. The second section teaches us the laws of bringing korbanos in Yerushalayim. And the third section teaches us about eating meat outside of Yerushalayim, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Or, I mean, the Pesukim are describing in the whole Eretz Yisrael, but it has relevance for us because today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So everything that the Torah teaches us about eating meat in the rest of Eretz Yisrael is relevant for us in Golos. And the Torah reminds us, remember, if you want to eat korbanos, you have to go up to the place that Hashem has selected, namely Yerushalayim, and that's the only place where you can eat your korbanos. Okay, so straightforward. Shiloh, Yerushalayim, and the laws of eating meat outside of the Beis HaMikdash. On Yom Tov, on the Shalosh Regalim, we have a very beautiful Musaf, very beautiful Shemoneh Esrei. And if you take a careful look at the Shemoneh Esrei, there appears to be repetition. We start off in the Musaf, U'mibnei chato'enu, Golinu me'aretzenu. It's because of our sins we have been exiled. V'neshachaknu me'al admosenu, and we've been distanced from our land. V'einanachnu yecholim la'alos v'le'ra'os v'l'shachlos, we cannot ascend and bow down and serve you and fulfill our obligations. And we pray, Avinu Malkeinu, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Rachamam, Shetoshu v'shachem aleinu, and you shall rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and you shall gather in our exiles. And then the Shom Nasilif Nech will bring there our obligations, our korbanos, our obligations, the Tmidin, the Musafim, and the Musaf of Chagamatzos, or Chagashavuos, Chagasukos, Shmini Chago Atzeres Hazeh, and on Yom Kippur, we also mention the Yom Narom, we have also similar expressions. And then we actually read the Pesukim of the korbanos, Uvichodesh Arishoin. In this month, we bring this carbon, and these are the details of the carbon musaf, uminchasam, v'niskeyem, the meal offering that accompanies the carbon musaf, the libations, And we do this each of the Moad. Wonderful. We describe the Beis HaMikdash. We yearn for its rebuilding, it being rebuilt. And we delineate exactly what we would bring if we had a Beis HaMikdash today. And that's what we do in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's two paragraphs which basically repeat everything that we just said. Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu, melech rachamon, rachem oleinu, have pity upon us, toiv u'meitiv, hidorish lanu, shuvo eleinu, return to us, b'hamon, rachamecha, with your abundant mercy, b'glalovois, sh'asu ritzaynecha, b'nei v'yitzchak v'atchilu v'chodim v'tashalom v'chodim v'harinu v'yanovus, v'chinu v'sikuno, v'yoshev k'odim v'avodosam. All of these expressions basically are the same as what we said in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, U'mipneichato einu, galinu me'aretzeinu, v'nishrachakni yalamaseinu, v'ina anachni chum la'alois v'leir ois. And we went on to say, Yiratzoyim l'lufanach Hashem l'chim l'seinu, melech rachamon, shetzo shuvus rachim l'leinu, v'yom v'kdosh v'rachamecho rabim. I mean, what's going on over here? And then we go on in the second section, we say, v'sham na'aleh will go up on the shalosh v'golim, to the mokma asher yivchon, chagamatzes, chagashavuz, chagasukos, and we'll bring v'lo yir'es p'nai reikam, p'nei Hashem reikam, ish k'ma'an as yodoy, everyone bring a karbon, v'yasiyeinu Hashem l'chim l'sirach s'mo'adech, l'chaim b'l'sholayim. Why is this paragraph repeated? What is this paragraph coming to add that we did not already eloquently express in the beginning of the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim? If you look at the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim, there are two parts. I mean, we're talking about the center of the Musaf. We describe how you've selected us, you've sanctified us, and because of our sins, unfortunately, we're in a dire situation, and if only we could return and bring the Korbanos. And then, Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, have mercy upon us. If only, Hashem, you would have mercy and allow us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we would come and we would offer Korbanos. V'lo yir'eh es p'nei Hashem reika, ish k'ma'an as yodai. What's going on? Why the repetition? Why is the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim broken into two parts where we, in essence, repeat in the second part everything that we've said in the first part? We acknowledge that the first part is a bit more detailed. We actually specify the precise korban that we offer. But what's this repetition all about? So I want this question only... I only know because I read in the Sefer from Rav David Kohn Shlita, the Rav in Flatbush of the Shul Gevul Yavetz, very chashuv, the Rav, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He has about 10 volumes at least on Tefillah. They're called Masas Kapai. And there he asks this question. And he says the answer is, the first half of the Shemoneh Esrei is describing the Korbanos of the Tzibur, the Musafim. We yearned for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, where we, Klal Yisrael, will be able to offer the Korbanos of the Tzibur, as what it says in the Torah. The second half of the Shemoneh Esrei is referring to the Oilas Regel, the Korbanos, the Chagiga, and the Oilas Re'iyah. And that means, in addition to the Kohanim bringing the Musafim, the special collection of animals that are part of the communal sacrifices called the Musafim, there is an obligation for every single individual to bring on the festivals a Korban Oilah and a Korban Chagiga. It's a private Korban for each individual. The first half of the Shemoneh Esrei is describing our yearning for the restoration, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohanim will offer to Hashem the Korbanos Tzibur. And the second half of the Shemoneh Esrei is describing the yearning of the individual, every single private citizen of the Jewish people, their yearning to return to Yerushalayim. And behold, the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash and offer on the Moadim the carbon oilas re'iyah, a carbon oilah that one brings when he's oilah l'regel, he ascends to Yerushalayim on the Sholosh Regalim, and a carbon chagiga. And if we look at the nuance of expression, you will see that very clearly. Yeira'eh chol zechorcha. Es p'nei Hashem l'kecha b'mokam asher yivchar. It says here, every single male will behold the divine presence in the place that Hashem has selected on these three festivals. And that means they will bring the korbanos that the individual is obligated to bring, the oil asriya and the karban chagiga. Whereas in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, it says, v'shom na'asel lefonecha es korbanos chayvoseinu, the tanidin kisidram, and the musafim kilchasam, and the musaf of whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, it's Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And if we look back at the Nusach and analyze the Nusach, which we can't do at this moment, we can certainly see there's a different flavor. There is a prayer for the community to return, whereas the end of the Shemoneh Esrei is the prayer for the individual to return and develop his personal relationship with Hashem and bring his personal korbanos. This is what Rav David Cohen explains pshat in the nusach of the tefillah of Musaf of the Sholosh Regalim. Now, I just want to attempt to embellish what Rav David Cohen says with this observation that occurred to me in reading the parsha. Reading the parsha, there is repetition. We first describe what it was like in Shiloh. Okay, Shiloh came to an end. Rashi makes it very clear the first section deals with Shiloh. And then we begin second section, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hoya ha'mokoy ma'asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem bo l'shakein Shimoy Sham. This refers to the final resting place of the Shechina Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Shama saviyu eif kol asher nochi mitzav eschem. Eloiseichem v'zivcheichem ma'asreseichem v'shumasyetchem v'chol mivchar nidreichem asher tidru la'ashem u'simachtem. Rejoice. So I want to suggest that when we, to embellish what Rav David Cohen says, that when we read the beginning of the Musaf prayer on the Sholosh Regalim, U'mibnecha to'enu gulinu me'artzenu, we are dwelling upon this section, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the section of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. It is there where we bring the oilois and the zvachim, which includes the korbanos of the tzibur, the musafim, with all of the rules and regulations, and the rule of usimachten. Rejoice, l'fnei Hashem l'kechem. This is certainly something which is done on Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chagecha. You, u'b'neichem, u'b'nasechem, aveichem, amasechem, v'halev, these are expressions that are also used in reference to the Sholosh Regalim. And then there are more details that are spelled out. And then when we come to the next section of the Musaf of the Sholosh Regalim, v'hasiyeinu v'spirchas me'adecha, l'chaim u'l'sholim, and when we repeat our yearning to return to the Beis HaMikdash, melech rachamon, rachim oleinu, toivu meitif, yidoresh lanu, shuv oleinu b'hamon rachamecha, it's referring to Pasuk Chof, the next section of the parsha. Ki yarchiv Hashem elokech es gevulcho kasher dibeloch. V'yamarta, oich lovosar, ki saze nafshcho lechol bosar. Nechol avas nafshcho techol bosar. Ki chak v'mcho hamokoim. What do we miss today? Pasuk Chof Aleph. Asher yivchar Hashem elokecho losum shimosham vizavachto midukorcho umitzonecho asher nosan Hashem loch kasher tzivisicho v'yachalto bishorecho b'chol avas nafshecho. What am I trying to say? Even when there was the Beis HaMikdash, even when we celebrated the Sholosh Regalim in the Beis HaMikdash, not everyone went to Yerushalayim for the first day of Yom Tov. the mitzvah of the even those that were in Yerushalayim, not everyone ate their meal in the Beis HaMikdash. You come to Yerushalayim, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you watch the Kohen do the Avodah, and you go home. You go home to your home in Yerushalayim, to wherever you're staying. And the people who live in the whole wide, massive land of Eretz Yisrael, they would come, Sholosh Rugalim, they would come, but does not necessarily mean every single person came to the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. You come one day, you come in Chol HaMoed, and the remainder of Yom Tov, you rejoice in the Yom Tov, in your home. You mekayim ki yirchak b'mcho ha-mokoyim asher yivcha Hashem elokecha. The Beis HaMikdash is there. It's been selected. It's present. It's sacred. You, not every person can eat meat in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Only a select few, the Kohanim, whoever is in the vicinity. Everyone, of course, makes their way to Yerushalayim at that time of the year for a period of time, but not every single moment. Yet, when you're eating in your dining room table in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim, it's still a different eating. It's a different meal. If you're in Beis Shemesh, Tel Aviv, Beit Vegan, any tzvas along the Golan, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and you're eating kosher food that has been slaughtered, it's a different type of existence, knowing that within a short trip, you can see and you can rejoice in the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, and you're in your home, eating your Yom Tov meal with your family, you are fulfilling what it says, ki yirchak mimcho ha-mokoyim, asher yivcha Hashem elokecha losom shemoy sham. It's okay. It's okay to be in your home on Yom Tov. You will come on Chol HaMoed to bring your korban oil asri and your chagiga. But right now, you're in Beit Vegan. You're in Bnei Brak. Modim Ilit. And what are you doing in this location? Vizavachta. Libikorcha umitzaynecha asher nosan Hashem lecha kasher tzivisicha v'yachalto v'sholecha v'cholav as nafshecha. It's different. You can't compare what it's like to eat a Yom Tov Suda today when we are in Golos and in Yerushalayim there is no Beis HaMikdash to eating a Yom Tov Suda anywhere in the world, knowing that when you're eating your Yom Tov Suda, the Kohanim are now standing in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah. This is what we mourn over and we reflect upon in the second portion of the Musaf of the Sholosh Rugalim. The first half of the Musaf of the Sholosh Rugalim, Ubebnei Chatoeinu, is a yearning that the Kohanim should be doing the Avodah, for them to be bringing the Musafim, Kehil Chosam. The second half of the Shemona Esrei, of the Musaf, of the Sholosh Rugalim, is the yearning that we should once again be able to eat our Su'uda, Ka'asher Tzivisich B'chol Avas Nafshecha, in an era that if you just get on a bus on Chol HaMoed, you'll be in Yerushalayim and you'll see the Shechina in front of you. It's this section of the Parsha which the second half of the Shemona Esrei dwells upon. Trying to say an idea that really is just built upon the genius of Rav David Cohen Shlita. He's suggesting the first half of the Shemona Esrei deals with the Korban Musafim, and the second half deals with the Oilas Re'iyah and the Chagiga. We're suggesting something built upon his foundation, but we're trying to connect it and to tie this into the Parsha. The Parsha begins with Shiloh and then Yerushalayim. And then it goes on to a new section of there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's Shechina, but not everyone can make it into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And even in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not where you have your meal, your Yom Tov meal. You go back to the hotel. You go back to your Dira, wherever you may be, but it's a different type of su'udah, knowing that there's a Beis HaMikdash. When we sit down to our su'udas yomtas and we eat We reflect that we're missing the beginning of the pasuk. Because even if we were to get on a bus on Chol HaMoed and go there, chaval, we would not find much there. And this we yearn to see the full glory return to what it used to be, what it should be, and what in Yirtzah Hashem will be. Thank you very much for coming in tonight and listening. And indeed we merit to Samcheinu Bevinyana, to rejoice in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful week. Good night, and thank you for listening.